the censored, one name stands out: Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday morning, and guess what? We're still here. With all the hype about the eclipse and everything that was happening yesterday, the National Guard, schools closing, businesses closing, all those sorts of things, you would have thought the world was coming to an end tomorrow, and here we are. Good morning. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who joins us here this every week for a weekly morning coffee with Dr. T at open forum question and answer time. We love all of you people who sign up and come and meet with us live. We do live cast this over to Telegram and also to CloudHub and Rumble. After today, it will be posted up on my Substack on drtenpenny.substack.com so that you can either listen to it again, or if you haven't listened to it, if you missed it because of work or other obligations, you can watch it there later. We also are on now several podcast platforms. I know that we're on Spotify, we're on iHeart, we're on various different things. We're Morning Coffee, and also the Monday Night Brighteon Show is on those podcast platforms. So we're starting to grow that because we're trying to get a bigger reach. If you have any ideas of where else we can do our reach, we will be happy to hear them from you. You know, the last 22 years, I've given over 1,000 different interviews on radio, television, broadcasts, and different things like that. But I really like to do this morning coffee. I like to be able to have a conversation with you and to get your specific questions answered. Now, remember, I can't give specific medical advice, but you can post your questions that they're much more generic, so they will be helpful for everyone. And it is Tuesday that after the big eclipse, the big lead up with all the videos and audios and Substacks and writings and all these things that were going on, I seriously thought that something catastrophic was going to happen. But, you know, according to biblical prophecies, it's usually after an event, you've got the next 40 days to determine whether or not it was a big nothing burger or if this really was a sign in the sky from God. I mean, it was a, there was a friend of mine, I see if I can pull it up here real quick, who writes Ephesians 6.10.substack.com. And I would call it biblical astrology. He really uses the Hebrew calendar and the Hebrew signs in the sky to interpret the Bible, and does it all from a biblical perspective. Excuse me. It's really quite interesting. And he had written a Substack. He does a lot of things with mathematical computations. And he wrote a Substack. See if I can scroll down here to the bottom. That he did the probability. Here it is. The probability of all of these things that happened yesterday. The probability of the cross in the sky, making the alpha and the tau, the crossing over three crosses, the cross formation in southern Illinois, which is where they call it Little Egypt, all of the towns of Nineveh and the previous cross, all the towns of Salem. And he said, when you combine this probability of all these things lining up, it would be 1 in 279 trillion 936 billion. that would be the probability of that happening. And that if you take in, if you add in the probability of the crosses that can also be combined with the number of skyrockets that happen, it is 1 out of 716 quintillion 636 quadrillion 160 trillion. Now, we can't even get our head around that number. I had to read it because I've never heard of such a number with that many zeros. It would have something like 17 zeros behind the number one. So the possibility of that all just coming together by chance, it's like there's no such thing. And I've been talking to my good buddy, Brad Cummings, about this, you know, for a long time, and talking about all these different things that are happening. And which reminds me, if you missed his Thursday night, we're doing through the month of April, we're doing Thursday night with Brad Cummings on our Thursday night happy hour educational time. It's called Becoming How to Be Triumphant in Turbulent Times. If you missed that first one, it is available if you go to drtempany.com under... I don't know, what is all the tabs there? It's kind of buried. It kind of bothers me a little bit that it's so buried, but that will be up there for you to watch for a long time. I had a text message from a friend of mine yesterday who said she thought it was so compelling and so interesting. She had listened to that podcast 8 times. That tells you how much information was there and how interesting it was. And he will be doing part 2 this Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's 6 to 7 p.m. And then we do critically thinking from 7 to 8. And for those of you, gratefully, who thank you so much, who signed up for the Five Docs Boot Camp, it will be part 2 this week with me and Lee Merritt talking about censorship and freedom. And that begins at 8:30 and goes till about 9:45 or so. We always end before 10. You know, we all get a little bit chatty. So, you know, it may be closer to 10, but we try to end around 9:45. And those are all recorded. They are in your Learning For You portal. And if you go into learningforyou.org, that is where you will find the recorded sessions that we do during the month. It will also be the place where you can watch. You have permitted access to those. There are also some DocBox documents that we've put in there for you. Like tonight, Thursday night, I will be doing a PowerPoint presentation that even Lee Merritt, after I showed her the presentation, she goes, "Wow, this is good. I learned a lot." And Lee is the ultimate researcher, and she digs into more stuff than Carter has pills. And for her to say that it was good and she really learned a lot from it, she asked me if there were some slides that she could use in a presentation she was doing. I thought that was the ultimate compliment. It was like really a compliment. So you guys will be able to get some new information, and we're going to do that Thursday night at 8:30 after Brad Cummings and happy hour educational event, critically thinking, and then the Five Docs Boot Camp. So, and we were talking a little bit before we went live about what was the eclipse like where you were. Well, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and I was right in the center of the total eclipse. And so I had sat outside, you know, I went outside about 2:30, I guess, and the peak of where it was, you know, absolutely in the center, the moon was in the center of the sun, was at 3:15. So I had my little special cheapo glasses that you could literally look up and see what was happening. If you didn't have the glasses, you couldn't see anything. And I watched it come from like the southeast corner, the southeast quadrant, you know, across the moon going up and out the other direction. It did get totally dark here. I honestly was a little surprised at how dark it got. It was dark to the point of kind of like if you were outside on a summer day and there was a sunset about 20 minutes after the sunset, you know, you still have a little bit of ambient light, but you can tell it's evening, it's sunset. It was that dark. And it also dropped, I'm going to say, 5 to 7 degrees. It got really kind of chilly. You could really noticeably feel the difference. And, you know, they said that a lot of dogs were running around. They seemed really confused. Not my Tegan. He just laid on the step and just like, whatever, it's just another day. But fireworks went off and horns honked. And I think people didn't really understand, or they didn't look into, or they don't care about the potential spiritual ramifications of this. And like I said, the chance of that coming from the heavens, and it says many times in the Bible how God will use the heavens to send us messages. And I believe that, and as Brad does, because we talked about this yesterday, we've talked about it a lot. This is kind of a warning sign and sort of a preeminence to the fall of Babylon. And the fall of Babylon can be interpreted multiple different ways. It can be a city. It can be a system like the banking system and the central bank digital currency stuff. It can be the World Economic Forum, who's trying to have one world order, one world government, one world religion. There are several different interpretations on what the Bible talks about, the fall of Babylon and what Babylon really means. When they say come out of Babylon, does that mean to leave the horrible, nasty United States? Does that mean come out of the financial system? There's lots of interpretations, but the bottom line means come out of the evil stuff and get your life right with God. You know, I wrote a piece the other day that will come up on Sunday. Excuse me. And it was talking about that we can't have a physical solution to a spiritual problem. And all the people that are wanting all these fixes for their not so good decisions to take the jab, is they need to look at getting that fixed from a spiritual perspective. I looked at one of my notifications this morning that came up was that the center of this of C, the CDC, the young gal, the center of the CDC, is bragging about the 10th COVID booster is about to be released. Well, I don't know. I didn't read it closely enough. I just read the headline to say the 10th COVID booster. I'm like, seriously? There's people who have lined up for this and gotten 10 jabs. Well, I guess you're going to get what you got. You know, when something like that happens, you're going to get what you get, I guess is the better way to say it. And then I read a post yesterday that Lewinsky, who was the former head of the CDC, that she's now teaching school and she's wanting to do things with health and welfare of animals. It's like, really? Seriously? You could have walked out of the CDC and gotten at least a consulting job with just about any pharmaceutical company in the world, and you did that. I don't know. There's weird things going on in the world, and that is just another one of the weird things, as far as I'm concerned, of what's kind of happening there. Cookie, can you put up the Substacks that I did this weekend? You know, the Saturday Substack, I posted an article that Jackie wrote about CERN, and it got really wide reviews, positive and negative, but at least people were thinking, which is the whole reason that I write the Eye on the Evidence Substack on Saturdays. I want people to read something a little bit different that they're not just seeing everywhere. I've done a lot of interesting topics. I think they're interesting on autoimmune diseases and, you know, different things like that. And all the different topics that we've talked about with animals and food additives. And, you know, I'm working on something really important about what's coming in our food that really nobody is really talking about. It's going to just take me a few more months. And so we talked about CERN on Saturday, and then we talked about Biden's buffoon about the transvestite day. Yes, that was the Eye and the Evidence, the God particle. You can see it got 108 likes, and scroll up just a little bit, Cookie, and 51 comments. You know, I don't get the thousands of comments like I wish I would, but that was quite a few for the articles. In fact, if you guys are subscribers to both the Saturday Substack, which is drtenpenny.substack.com, and the Sunday Substack, which is tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com, please like and share them. I mean, it's only going to grow, and we're only going to get our information out more broadly if you help us to spread the information. And if you can think of other magazines or print articles or print newspapers or things like that may like to share the information that we have, please reach out to us and get back to us. You can help us to grow by just doing simple things like and share, or copy the URL and put it on your social media, you know, get it out to a much broader audience. I think that we are still seriously shadow banned. I mean, our email list has really not grown in 4 years, and that's just a physical improbability. It's like that number that I just read to you. It's impossible for that to happen, except if there's an internal shadow banning that's going on. So you can help us grow. Help me reach people with the educational and informational things that I put out there. By liking and sharing and copying the URLs and put them on your social media, giving us any leads that you think might be interesting for print or for podcasts or things like that. If there's podcast people you'd like to see me be a guest on, we're open to all of that, and we would love to hear from you. And if there's specific topics that you're particularly interested in, I've got a short list of things I'm making my way through that seem to be appropriate for what we're doing for the month. If there's topics that you'd like me to write about a little bit more on my Eye on the Evidence Substack, please send them in to us. I will put them on the list and we'll get to them eventually. So that's kind of where we're going with things. And so I really appreciate any sort of help and additional stuff that you can give us. And I'm going to go over to the Q&A this morning, because we got quite a few questions that are coming in.
Dr. T, can I just add something to that?
Yeah.
If they would also let us know where they watch things, I'd love to know more about that. Where are you guys watching other shows? Which platforms? Which, you know, TV channels? Where are you watching?
Yeah, because we're talking about, we're engaged in a couple conversations with a couple of people about doing a show, like either a weekly or a daily show, or a couple times a week show on some larger platforms, like maybe OAN, maybe His Glory, you know, places that we can have a bigger impact, which is, you know, people who write and people who do podcasts, they don't do it in a vacuum. They don't do it just to hear themselves talk, or they don't do it just to see what they write. They do it to share it with people and to hopefully inspire them. To move them forward in their life, to make them think about topics they haven't really thought about before. So we're really looking for, you know, we've had a lot of meetings and a lot of conversations about it. And, you know, I've said for a while now, I really wanted to poll our audience, you know, our podcast audience, our email list audience, and things like that. It's like, what do you like? What do you want more of? What do you think that it's just like redundant? We shouldn't be doing that anymore. But we've tried on multiple different platforms in multiple different ways to get people to respond to like a 1 or 2 question survey. They don't even have to put their email address in it or anything. It's just a yes, no box. You know, would you prefer written material or audio material? Yes or no. You don't have to put your email in. You don't put your phone number. You don't have to register. You just have to click the box, and I'll have 15,000 people open it, and we'll get 30 responses. I don't understand that. Then we tried to set something up to entice people, like, okay, if we send out a survey, if you answer the survey, we will send you something like a coupon or something like that. And we couldn't make our email server kind of work right to be able to do that. So I don't understand that. And I know that people get bombarded with surveys from your airline and, you know, your car rental service and your hotel and everything. That's like, how was your experience? And honest to God, I don't think anybody reads any of those. I really, really don't, honestly. And so because there's millions of them that they're getting, but we get a small sampling, and we'd really like to know what we're doing good, what we're doing well, what you want more of, if you say, hey, you're just doing great, just keep doing what you're doing, we'd love to hear that too. So, and like Michelle said, you know, do you watch on Rumble? Do you watch on my Substack? Do you come here this morning? That will just help us to provide a better user experience for you. That's what we're looking for, is a better user experience for you and different things that you you want more of or you want less of. I know somebody, we talked about this a little bit last week, and I'll just kind of toss this in here. People say, well, I just don't like all the advertisements. Well, that's how we pay our bills, number one. And I don't think they're offensive. I mean, all the little icons that I put in, I think they're beautifully made. Diane makes them. And I just look at them just like any other mode of advertising. You know, whether you're listening to the radio, if you're listening to Christian radio, if you're listening to a pop radio, they have commercials. They have commercial breaks in there. If you listen, watch a television show, they have tons of them, mostly car, food, and pharmaceutical. But there's all kinds of advertisements in there. They have, you know, advertisements on magazines. They have advertisements. I mean, golly, you're on an airplane ride and they're doing a commercial for trying to sell you their credit card. Yes. So it's like everything is kind of there. And so we just say, here's what we have. If it's appealing to you, please click on and purchase it from us. If not, just skip over it and keep reading. It shouldn't be offensive. It's just part of doing business, and it's just part of what's there. So,
and I hope that it's helpful to people, right, Dr. T? Because you know, people are always asking us. I'm sure Heather, Cookie, myself, Jackie, Patricia, all of us are getting the questions. What do you use? What do you do? What do you like? What does Dr. Tepenny recommend? So everything that we've ever put is things that we use in our team that Dr. Tenpenny's recommended.
I think I showed you that this morning, right?
Exactly.
These all come from my store.
There is not one thing that we ever show in those advertisements ever that we don't use ourselves. So if you want to know what Dr. Tenpenny recommends, you want to know what we're using as a team and what we talk about behind the scenes, because we test these things before we share it with you, this is it. So that's what we share, you know, transparent.
Okay, so there's a couple questions in here. Let's go to that. That was a good comment, Michelle. Thank you. Because we do, you know, we use all of our own stuff. And before we start to promote it, like say Cardio Miracle, that we do, we're an affiliate with Cardio Miracle or with EMF Soul or, excuse me, any of the other affiliates that we have, like Layla Ali's Spices, any of those things, we get a sample of them first. We try them out amongst ourselves, some of our friends. We look at like the satellite phones, the new satellite generator that we have.
Yep.
All of those things, we try them first, and we want to make sure that they're of good quality, they work, their customer service is decent. All of those things before we promote them onto you. We just don't go with any, and believe me, we get hit all day long with people who want us to be part of their downline and they want us to be part of their promotional thing. I get emails a lot saying, hey, we're launching a new product and we'd like to have you come on and interview you because they want to borrow my reputation to launch their new product. There's a lot of those that we don't do. So we are particular about the things that we promote with you and show you that we have available in our various stores. And we know that you have a lot of options. You have a lot of different people that you follow or that you like say Dr. Brian Artis or Dr. Eric Naputi, and they have their product lines too. And so we know that there's only so much money to go around. So we are always and forever grateful for people who decide to support us. They like what we have to sell, because if you don't like it, they'll buy it. Brain injuries from the jab, which is what Dr. Mnell talks about in his book, The Manipulated Brain, that just arrived at my house yesterday. I'm really looking forward to reading it. As an aside, honestly, I don't know why people write books with like size 2 font. I guess it's maybe they don't want to have as many print pages because it costs more to print a book with more pages. But honestly, the teeny tiniest font in this book, I'm going to actually have to use a magnifying glass to make it easy to read because it's so small. But I really want to read it, so I'm going to read it. But he was talking about using lithium orotate. Now, lithium orotate is in our store. It's not very expensive, and I'm going to talk about it more on Saturday. So if you haven't signed up for my Saturday Substack, which is dr10penny.substack.com, they're always free. Because I spend a lot of time writing them, and because I spend a lot of time writing them and researching them, I want people to read them. So I just don't believe in the concept of paywalls as a general rule. You know, I know a lot of people. I know one person that makes a ton of money every single he writes like 3 or 4 times a month because he writes very long Substacks. And about a halfway through, so he's really sucked you in the first half, he'll put in a paywall. So if you want to read the rest, now you've already read like half the book. You want to read the end of the book, right? And so he makes lots and lots of money because of this paywall issue. And I don't like paywalls. I mean, if I'm going to spend all the time and energy to put something together that's an educational piece, I want people to read it. But what you can give me back for all of my work and for reading it is sign up to be a member. And that would be, you know, not only support the work, but at least become a free member. Because the more it grows inside of Substack, the more Substack is likely to promote it for you. So this week, I'm going to be talking about lithium orotate. And it's it's something that people who have had the jab and have brain fog and have difficulty thinking. And he even talks about that, about the zombie apocalypse, when you listen to his interview with Tucker, that the lithium really does. And it's a much different lithium. Lithium orotate is much different than the pharmaceutical grade lithium carbonate. And I talk about that in the Substack. So that's just a little preview of what's coming up this coming Saturday. And I hope that you will get it. And I hope that you will read it. So let me hop back over to the questions here. Liz, again, Liz, we love you. Liz has been with us she always comes every Tuesday morning. She's been part of our boot camps, and she's been with us as part of the Tenpenny family for a really long time. And her comment this morning, she said, "Good morning, Dr. T. Question about Happy Hour and Brad Cummings. I absolutely love part ones. He went through birthrights. He mentioned Esau getting his birthright back. Will he discuss that further and give us resources?" I don't know that there, you know, I can go back to Brad and ask him if there's any resources that he wants to tag and put into the place where you can go and watch the follow-ups. He hasn't submitted, I don't think, any resources to me, but yes, he's going to be going into that in more detail as in part 2, 3, and 4. So each one of the episodes, because I've already recorded them, and so I've already heard them, gets even more detailed and better. They are the type of information, I think that Liz, you could confirm this. It was confirmed by my friend who said that she had listened to it 8 times. It's very dense and detailed, and it's something you can't just watch while you're running the vacuum cleaner or fixing dinner or listen to it, because it's something that you kind of need to focus on. So yes, I think that he will, and I know he will be discussing that more as the week goes on. So thank you for your answer. Thank you for your support, Liz, and we so appreciate you being here every week with us. We really appreciate you being part of the Tenpenny family. Second question. This is my first time with Morning Coffee. Well, Natalie, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. My question is this: do you have a suggestion for how to educate people in a small community about the dangers or ingredients in vaccines? How do you get the information out there? A just info table. I used, you know, when we used to do the Mastering Vaccine Info boot camps, part of those boot camps, which is where I got Cookie and Heather and Amanda and Michelle all came through being part of our boot camp family. part of what we taught was a communication tool. Not only did we talk about what was in the vaccines, like what about smallpox, what about polio, what about safe and effective, how to read a package insert, and all of those courses are now individually available in learningforyou.org. When we did the boot camp live, I would do an educational piece on, say, what about smallpox, what about polio, and then Matt would do a session on communication skills, on how do you take this information and talk to other people about it. And the bottom line of that skill set is always ask questions. Always don't go and tell people, hey, there's aborted fetal cells in this, you shouldn't do this. There's aluminum, there's mercury, there's cow blood, chicken parts, there's stuff, you shouldn't do this. Because when people are getting information for the first time and it's kind of icky information, it tends to kind of bounce off their forehead they already get into a defensive mode. So what we used to teach people in the Mastering Vaccine Info Educational, the language part of the boot camps was how to communicate that, how to communicate it with people. And it always starts with a question, questions such as, do you know what the ingredients are in vaccines? I always thought that it was just a little dead virus and some sterile water. Do you know that there's other ingredients in there? Which opens the door for a dialogue, because most people would respond to that by saying, you're kidding me. There's other stuff in these shots. Yeah, there's really kind of awful stuff. Did you know that some of the vaccines, and you may memorize them, it's rubella and chickenpox and shingles. Some of the cells are made from aborted fetal tissue. Did you know that? Did you know that that was what that was? And they're like, well, how does that end up in the shots? Well, did you know that the FDA allows certain numbers of cells, animal cells and human aborted fetal cells in the shots? It's actually in their rules and regulations that they order, that they allow up to, I think it's 2 million cells per vaccine. That's how they get into your body. Did you know that? Isn't that kind of gross? And then somebody may say, well, then they may start asking questions. After you've asked the initial questions to open the door to the conversation, and the easy one to remember is, did you know, or were you aware, or have you read? You know, those sorts of things kind of open the question. The first couple of rounds are you giving them information maybe they didn't know, and that may hopefully pique their interest enough that now they start asking you questions like, why do they use abortive fetal cells, or why do they use animal cells to make vaccines? And then the answer to that is, well, in order to propagate the virus, to get enough virus to put it into the vaccine, they have to propagate on living cells. You can't grow them in a petri dish. And so, you know, you knowing a little bit more, because once you start asking the questions, they will have follow-up questions. And yes, there is, let me think about this one second. It's vaccine, the website, pretty sure the site is Cookie. Give me 1 second to check this, because I'm pretty sure this is what this is.
I can look for you, Dr. T. What are you looking for?
Let me just look at it real quick. I got it. Yeah, that's what it is. The website is vaccinesafety.edu. Vaccinesafety.edu is probably one of the best sites out there. It's done by Johns Hopkins University, believe it or not. I mean, the evil Johns Hopkins. And they have lists. It's actually kind of looking at it now. They've done things. It's really updated. I suppose they took all the money they got from COVID. They updated their website from all of because they were the ones who came out with the courses on contact tracing. And they were saying if people took these courses and graduated with these courses, which Amanda and I went through the course just to see what it was about, that you could get a job that would do contact tracing that might pay up to $40,000 a year. And so I was like, well, let's see what they're teaching people here. And so that was Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins was part of Event 201. They were one of the big sponsors. So it surprises me how well that this site is done. And you guys should bookmark this, like keep it somewhere. It's vaccine safety, all one word, vaccinesafety.edu. And when you click on vaccines, there's all the different childhood vaccines that are there that you can go and look at. And they have huge tables inside of here that are deep into the website that tell you, like, they're an ingredient, an excipient table that tells you, like, the list of all the excipients and which vaccines that they're in. It will tell you the individual vaccine and will give you a long list of all the ingredients that are inside there. And so that's the site. I'm on the website now, and you know, at the top there's a place that says links. It gives you lots of different information. So and it's Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. But that's the site, and I would recommend that to anybody if you're looking to do vaccine research. It's a good place to do research about the individual vaccines because they've got it nailed down. They've got, in fact, they have some stuff in there that I've been looking for a long time that when I get some extra time, I'm going to go back and recreate some of the things that I did. I really wanted to create a table of all the different vaccines across the top and all the different ingredients down the side. And so if you could look at a individual vaccine and you could look at all of the different ingredients, but I wanted to write them down, the ingredients down in milligram or microgram amounts. So that you could add up all the micrograms of junk. I mean, in this one shot, this is how many micrograms of chemicals, excipients, mercury, aluminum, things that you're getting. You're getting this much junk in each one of those shots that you're injecting into your little baby. And I had I've got it maybe 2/3 done, but finding some of that information on the tiny minuscule amounts, like the picogram amounts of some of the ingredients was really, really hard. Well, this site has it down. And so when I have some time, which I don't know when that might be, but it's on my to-do list to go and complete that table, because I think it's really something that people. It kind of goes to your question, Natalie, on how do you get people to understand how much stuff they're injecting into their. I was able to complete the amount of aluminum. And if you get every dose of every vaccine from birth all the way through 18 years of age, you have almost 13 milligrams of aluminum that's injected into your body, which is huge. It's a huge amount. It's a huge amount of aluminum that doesn't get detoxed out of your body. And even the vitamin K shot, depending on the brand, and I think there's 5 different brands, 2 or 3 of the brands have aluminum in them. And a couple of the brands of hepatitis B have aluminum in them. So as your baby is taking its first breaths just out of the womb, they're getting popped with a hepatitis B vaccine and a vitamin K shot that may have as much as 200 micrograms of aluminum in there. So when they say that autism is genetic and it starts at birth, how would they know if they are damaging an infant's brain while they take their first breaths, that they haven't even had their first bath to wash off the meconium, and they haven't even had their nasal passages suctioned out yet, and they're popped with that stuff. It's criminal. It's just absolutely criminal. You know, we were talking about on some of the interviews that I've done about how it seems like it's just an all out assault and war on children these days. So it starts at birth. So Natalie, I hope that welcome to Morning Coffee for the first time. I hope that answers your question, and I hope that that gives you a place to go that you can start going through that information, making your own charts and tables, making your own handouts, printing the handouts that they have in there, because some of the tables are pretty extensive, and that will be a great place for you to start. Cookie, this one is kind of for you. It says, does 5-Docs Bootcamp have a place where people can leave reviews? Reviews are a great way to advertise. I loved the first part of the bootcamp, 5-Docs Bootcamp 2024. Is there a place I can leave a review?
We are opening up a Telegram page for this year's 5-Docs Bootcamp students. They'll be able to leave reviews there, and we can grab the reviews from there and post them where needed. Once we have permission to post them.
There we go. All right.
I will be putting up a link in the portal. So sometime probably tomorrow, when you log into the portal, you will see under each week will be the same link for the Telegram chat. You can click it and join from there.
Okay, good. Next question is from Connie. If you've got questions, put them in the Q&A. We've got plenty of time left this morning to do that. The question is, what was the name of the doctor in the book regarding the brain? It was The Indoctrinated Brain. That is the name of the book. And the author is Dr. Michael Nels. spelled or Nehl, N-E-H-L, Dr. Michael Nehl, N-E-H-L. It was an interesting interview, and he said, you know, he's a physician. He's from Germany. He's got a little bit of an accent, so that's another reason you have to kind of listen to what he has to say. He said that he's written several best-selling books in Germany. He's been a neurophysiology researcher and researching the limbic system and the hippocampus for most of his career. And he's published a lot of papers. He's written some other books. And he said, you know, gratefully, since this book has taken off so well in America, that several of his other books are going to be translated into English. So, but what he had to say was really compelling. And one of the things he said in that interview, I'll just tell you, is that he said that because Tucker was looking at him and saying, this is really dark. He said, this sounds like everything they did to inject this, because he's talking about the spike protein, whether it was the spike from the supposed virus or the spike that was created. I mean, if the spike, you know, this is the part that a lot of people are talking about. If they knew that the spike protein on this supposed virus or whatever it was that was floating around through the air was going to go in and cause damage, why would you inject an experimental drug into somebody so that their body would create more spike proteins, which is exactly what happened? So then the spike protein goes into the heart muscle and causes myocarditis. It can go into the lungs and cause bleeding. It can cause blood clots. It causes all the things that we've talked about now for 3 years. And he was talking about how the spike protein attacks the hippocampus. And there's a picture on the Substack that you will see on Saturday of where the hippocampus is in the brain and how it works. And it goes into the hippocampus, and the spike protein starts to erase your memories. And your hippocampus is more vulnerable to what's happening with the spike protein under certain conditions. And one of those conditions is the propagation of fear. And oh my goodness, particularly in 2020 and 2021, the fear propaganda machine was on fast forward. They were throwing out those fear bullets as fast as they could. And people were getting hammered with it 20 times an hour. And he said in his book, and this is the part that I'm really looking forward to reading, is that the World Economic Forum comes out once a year with a list of things they're going to talk about in the news to create fear. Because if they create fear and they've been injected with these spike protein manufacturing jabs, it will erase their past memories and just put in new memories. And so people become in this zombie-like state that they lose their memory. It's the damage to the hippocampus is the first sign of what happens with early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. And he said, if you notice how people, they can't seem to remember what the environment was like, what family life was like, what their job was like pre-COVID. It's been erased from their memory. And it's been instilled with, oh, the beauty of one world government, of universal basic income, of 15-minute cities, of all these things that we're doing to protect you and make a better world. All of this stuff about the green agenda and carbon footprints and trying to do net zero and eliminating nitrogen and all the things that we need on this planet, killing off all kinds of people, everything that's happening, that they're trying to destroy God's creation. It's abhorrent. And according to his book, The Indoctrinated Brain, he's like, this is why. It's because they have intentionally damaged the hippocampus. And Tucker just looked at him. You know how Tucker has that look on his face sometimes, just like deer in a headlight. He said, this is so dark and so evil. And Dr. Nehl said, you know, my wife is my editor. And when I first do the first run through of the book after I've written it, she reads it. And then that's when it goes through the publication process. And he said she just could barely get through it because it was so dark and so evil. And she said, you point out the evil in such a way that nobody else has ever done. And so then the good news is about the book is at the end, he says a lot of things that you can do to heal your hippocampus. And one of them is the lithium orotate. One is vitamin D. One is really a good quality omega-3s, because there are some out there that are not such good qualities. Good quality omega-3 supplements, making sure your vitamin D level is up around 100, which means you actually need to get vitamin D. And we're going to have on our website, I don't think it's been put up there yet, but we're going to have a way on our website that you can go out and order your own blood test. You don't need a doctor's order. You can go out and do it yourself. And the results come to you at your house privately and confidentially. Your doctor doesn't need to know it. You can get all kinds of things from that. We haven't quite got that set up yet where you can order it directly from our website. We're going to make that available, particularly for vitamin D levels, I don't know, pregnancy tests, HIV tests. I mean, things that you don't want to go to the doctor's office for. Maybe you haven't had your thyroid checked in a long time, or you haven't had your cholesterol checked. You don't want to take a day off from work, go to the doctor's office, get an order, take another day off from work and go to the lab, then take another day off from the work to go back to your doctor to get the results. This is a way that you can do all of those things on your own. And then if things come out abnormal, that's a point in time that you want to go see your doctor. We are not going to provide consultation services, but we're going to provide a way for you to get these lab tests on your own at an 80% discount of what they would charge you at the hospital. So if you have a high deductible, or you don't have insurance, or you just don't want to take 3 days off of your work to be able to go and get these, this is a way that we're going to offer this through you through our website. And Michelle and I are working on getting that set up, and hopefully it'll be done in another week or so. So anyways, these are, he talks about solutions at the end. So you go through this really dark, horrible stuff about what they have done. And now are there things that you can do? And I am personally going to become a big advocate of the lithium orotate, because it really does. There are different forms of lithium. And the lithium orotate really does work in the deep parts of your brain, the hippocampus and the areas where you have memories and all of the things deep inside your brain. So mark your calendar to make sure you read my Substack this Saturday so you can get more information about that and know a lot of the details. Let's see. I don't need to answer that. What is the best way to get off an estradiol patch? Well, you can just stop it. You're not going to have, you may have some rebound hot flashes. So a lot of people, and I hope that you're taking progesterone with the patch. You should never take an estradiol patch. Or any forms of estrogen unopposed. They call it unopposed estrogen, which means that you're taking estrogen only without counterbalancing it with progesterone. Progesterone as a pill, as a cream, as a suppository, not as Depo-Medrol, not as an injection, because that's a synthetic form, has a lot of side effects. So, you know, a lot of people, what they do with their patches is they cut them into half initially, and then they cut that half into quarters, and just to be sure that they don't go into raging hot flashes by just suddenly stopping it and having that withdrawal. But you can do it by cutting them into quarters and then, you know, gradually coming off of them. But I hope that hope Caroline, that if you've been on the patch, that you've also been taking progesterone with it. Now, you can continue to take progesterone. In fact, usually people with menopausal type symptoms, with menopausal type symptoms, a lot of times when I was in the office, I would start with giving them natural progesterone. You know, and there's a difference between progestin, synthetic progesterone, and natural progesterone. You know, I was going to do a whole women's health seminar, particularly on breast health and breast cancer versus breast thermography. If that would be of interest to you guys, just say yes in the chat up there. Just post in the chat. I know a lot of different people do that, but I really was wanting to do a breast health webinar on the myth of the normal mammogram. I mean, if you go and you get your annual mammograms, you feel like you're being such a good little steward, and you know, 3 months later, you end up being diagnosed with breast cancer. So I wanted to talk about the myth of the normal mammogram, what to do instead, the value of thermography, what thermography actually does, the types of supplements you can do for breast health. If those sorts of things sound interesting to you, and for people who are listening to this later, you know, post it in the chat. Post in the chat up here, post it in the comments on Substack once we get this posted in other places. Please give me some feedback on that, because it's going to be quite a bit of work to get it set up, and I want to know what people's level of interest is. So you can use progesterone without using the estrogen at all, and progesterone is, it doesn't cause cancer. It protects your breasts. It keeps your hair from falling out. It makes your eyebrows grow back. It's all sorts of things, and you don't get the side effects that you do with the estradiol. Okay, so
Diane,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Just so you know, you have a whole chat room full of yeses to your question.
Okay, thank you, Cookie, because I can't see them from, you know, looking at where my Zoom thing is. I can't see the chat, so thank you for giving me that feedback. That'll be good. Diane asked, what is MTHF? MTHFR, what is this for? Well, MTHR is an enzyme. It stands for methyltetrahydrate folate reductase. And there won't be a quiz on that. And so what that does, it's a methylation enzyme. So it takes your B vitamins, and particularly folate, and it activates it. It adds a carbon molecule to the side of it, which is methylating it, so that your body, your cells can grab hold of the folate and pull it into the cell. If you've got a problem with MTHFR, it means that you can't methylate that folate, which means you will not bring that inside of the cell and you won't be able to use it. So there are supplements that we have, and supplements that are made for M2 that have the carbon atom already attached to the folate. So if you've got an MTHFR deficit, or they call it an abnormal clip, you can take that already created and put in your body. The other thing that methylation does, it's a detoxification enzyme. So it helps to bind things onto amino acids and other things that help you to detox it from your system and get it out. So if you have an MTHFR SNP, this is another place where zeolite, our zeolite spray, and different times, if you go to detoxdrt.com, detoxdrt.com, it will show you a bunch of different things that we offer and that we promote and we think are really good things for detoxing your system.
Dr. T, it's drtdetox.com.
Did we change it?
Nope.
Every time it's always different. It's always different.
It's always DRT detox, Dr. T.
I will not get into an arm wrestle with you on that, but that is not always true. So what is it supposed to be this time?
It's drtdetox.com. That's where they go.
Okay. So you can find that. So County asked, will the medical testing be posted in the newsletter? Yes. When we get that set up, we get the link finalized on the website, it will go in the newsletter. And thank you, Connie. That means you read our newsletters. And I love our newsletters. Our team works so hard to get them up. And for those of you who don't know what our newsletters are, Monday, it comes out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday is a list of what's happening this week, all of our various guests, the different topics, the Substack, links to the Substacks that I did, a link to the articles that go up on the Tenpenny Report, which used to be Vaxter.com, and it still circulates to there for people that can read it. And then Wednesday is an educational day where we put a bunch of articles in there to read. And then Friday, our Friday favorites, is on a particular focus. And I'm looking at our Friday focus newsletter right now. This month we were talking a lot of things about brain health, and that's why I thought that Dr. Michael Nell's book was really timely. We've talked about different things in ECP Studio and taking the garbage out of the brain. That was in our Friday focus newsletter. And so that's there. So we will put that in the newsletter once it is available. I have lost some weight, but I've stopped losing. Can you give me some pointers to start losing again? Man, Pat, that's the $64 million question, because I'm a little bit in the same spot myself. I think it's just sometimes we just plateau, and sometimes our body needs to do a bit of a detox. So getting the rest of the things out of your system, to detox your system, to detox your fat, because your body will hold on to fat if it's loaded with toxins. Because if you suddenly lose your fat cells and they start to shrink, they will release all these toxicities out into your system and they can make you sick. So, you know, doing a detox, using the zeolite spray, maybe using the fulvic minerals to detox some things in your gut, that may jumpstart your ability to start losing weight again. You could give that a try. Yeah, Michelle, the next question is, I've heard about fulvic acid. Can you give some information about that? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, actually, here, let me pull it up for so that they can see it. I think we have it under drtempany.com/fulvic. Let's see if we can pull this up real quick. When I'm on Zoom, it goes so slowly. Here we go. So this particular one that we use is from Touchstone as well, and it has a combo with the fulvic minerals as well as the zeolite gut. And we don't always talk about the zeolite gut one because we talk about the spray so much. But the gut, it's bigger, and it can pull out the bigger heavy metals and particles that the spray doesn't get out. The spray can go anywhere that water goes. And then the other one, the dropper, does the gut. So I always kind of compare it like brain and gut, right? Just to make it easy. So they've put some of the gut one inside of the fulvic minerals. I actually use this to make living water. I learned that, Dr. T, from Dr. Eric Naputi. And so, you know, I fill my 2-liter jug of water or 1-liter jug of water, whatever you want to do. And I put 2 droppers of this fulvic mineral inside of my filtered water with some lemon. And it creates, you know, living water, according to Dr. Naputi. But this is a really great product. Are there any questions in particular that you might have? You want to know how it was created?
No, but we're going to run out of time. So I think the best thing to do is to give them that website, because it tells you all the different things that are there. So they can go in and read it. You could go in and read it for yourself, and all the different things that are there about the fulvic minerals. So if you can just, I'm sure Cookie's already put the link in the chat up here. So
yeah, just go to drtenpenny.com/fulvic. And I believe we have an offer here for you guys to try it. If you've never tried it before, you can get your first bottle for $10. So no excuses, go and try it.
And no issues if you still have metal fillings.
Right. Yes.
That was something that was really, in my opinion, overhyped a long time ago about, you know, if you have metal fillings, you can't do any sort of detox. And the reason for that, and I'm going to say this really quickly because we're out of time here this morning, is not that it pulls more of the mercury and tin and things out of your fillings. It's just that, look at it like this. You've got this filling. Let's assume this is your filling, and you detox over here. You get rid of all the stuff from your cells, but you still have the filling. Well, the filling will just refill up the pot again. So it doesn't pull the stuff out of the fillings. It's just that it kind of defeats the purpose if you still have fillings. But it's better to detox as much as you can out of your tissues, even if you have the fillings, than to leave it sit in your tissues. That's really an important sort of thing. Okay, guys, so that's it for this morning. I thank everybody for being here. One last thing I want to mention, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have the print version of my brand new book, my brand new book, Walking with God, which is an inspirational book. It's a compilation of my Sunday Substacks over the last 3 years. It's been beautifully designed. It's not the sort of book that you get that's like a one and done, that you read it and set it and be done with it, like a novel, or even like a book by Dr. Michael Nell, that you just read it and you're done with it. I'm hoping that this is the kind of book that you can use for your inspirations whenever you need them. It is now currently available as an ebook if you want to have it on your phone, and you can just carry it around with you and read it on your phone. It is available through the website on the phone, or that you can have as a downloadable ebook. It will be available in the next probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks, probably max, as a paperback book that you can purchase from our site from a paperback book. And then we're going to have some limited edition, signed editions, hardback copies that will also be available. And that will be probably in about another 3 weeks. So I appreciate your support. Thank you so much for being here. I love doing these morning coffees. I just feel like I'm really interfacing with people directly, even though it's only through Zoom. So I thank you so much for being here. I want to thank you for joining us this morning for our little coffee clutch. My coffee this morning was My Cup Runneth Over, Psalm 83:5. My staff got me this for Christmas last year. And remember, we've got 7 podcasts per week. You can find them all on our website. And as I close out this morning, I'm going to close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. When I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust him for everything. He will not let you down. Remember, if you're not getting an answer to your prayer, God can answer 3 ways. Yes, no, or wait. Maybe you're not getting an answer because the answer right now is wait, and he's got something much better in store for you. So we will see you tonight at Happy Hour Dr. T. And if you stick in, and we'll see you for the rest of this week. We'll see all of you on Thursday night that signed up for the boot camp. So with that, I want to say thank you to my team this morning. Thank you to Michelle and Cookie and Heather and Diane and the whole team. Patricia and Amanda that do social media, and Jackie that's helped me navigate this book, and Solon that helps us with doing some of our things online, all of our what we call our little trailers. And then I've got this 2 other whole teams I just want to give a shout out to this morning. It's all the people that work for me at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, and all the people that work at the ECP Studios, the one in Cleveland and the one that's in California, Ventura, California. Thank you. I couldn't do any of this without all of you. So thank you so much for everybody. God bless. Have a great week, everybody. God bless. Have a good week. Goodbye. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those 2 product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're 2 separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries, and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are 2 separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, Our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.